The plan by Racine Representative Corey Mason and Milwaukee Senator Chris Larson would raise Wisconsin's income tax rate for people who earn $1 million or more by one percentage point. Roughly 2,900 people would pay the higher tax. Mason says the revenue would help tech colleges offset record budget cuts and provide extra money for worker training. He says right now there are waiting lists at tech schools that are keeping workers from connecting with the employers who want to hire them.
There is nothing more frustrating than talking to an employer in your district one day who says, I can't get the skilled workers that I need. I'm going to have to look outside of the state to hire people. And then the next day talking to a worker who says that he or she can't get the skilled training they need to get those jobs.
Among those supporting the plan at a Capital News conference was Mike Katz, president of Molded Dimensions, a Port Washington company that makes custom rubber and urethane products. Katz also sits on the board of Milwaukee Area Technical College. He says his company pays high wages, good benefits, and offers employees a stock ownership plan.
You might think with this kind of opportunity, it'd be easy to find good qualified workers, but it's anything but easy.
Katz blames a declining investment in tech colleges and says this proposal could help reverse that trend. Mason's plan is unlikely to pass this session with Republicans in charge of the legislature and governor's office. He introduced a similar bill last session when Democrats were in charge, but it never got any traction. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.